you know, everybody that was here yesterday, I kind of gave you guys all an intro to myself. Okay, I told you a little bit about me, about how I got here, you know, about how I came to the some of the research that a lot of you people are onto, you know, the Hollow Towers research and all that. And you know, I'm not gonna go through my whole story again for those of you that missed it. I mean, it's up there on the archives. You guys can listen to it. I guess today, I mean, we're just gonna dive right into some new stuff. Okay. I still have more I want to touch up on the Hollow Towers, and you know, obviously that's something we're gonna reflect back to all the time. I mean, pretty much everything I talk to on here, I mean, it almost always relates back to 9/11, whether it's the police state, whether it's the TSA, whether it's, you know, us being oppressed for our civil liberties. You see it every day. Every day you see something that, you know, it wouldn't be to this level without the events that happened on September 11th. And that's why it's so important. And that's, you know, that's why we built this whole radio network, to get the message out about 9/11, to let everybody know about the hoax that it was. Now, yesterday when we were talking, I believe when I finished up, guys, I believe I finished up talking about the truth movement and stuff. I do have a couple more things to say on that. I'm not going to spend too much time on that today. You know what I'm probably going to do is I'll probably dive into the new stuff a little bit, and then we'll probably go back and touch on that after. But, you know, before I do, actually, you know what, I should touch on it real quick. While I'm here, I got my notes out on it and stuff. There's a couple things I do want to touch out on the truth movement. Now, for a lot of people, I mean, some of the questions about, you know, if this whole thing was a hoax and if the whole thing was done by us, I mean, how did they keep it quiet for so long? Well, you know, everything changes when nobody's dying, right? And I don't mean nobody as in nobody in the world. I mean nobody out of the 3,000 people they told us died. Everything changes when there's no death toll, isn't there? Doesn't everything change? It certainly does when it comes to things like, you know, people keeping their mouths shut, okay? It's a huge difference. Now, to me or you, maybe if somebody approached you and said, yeah, we're going to fake this whole thing, then we're going to invade these countries, blah, 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 and they filled you in on all the details, you'd probably be like, no, I don't want any part of that, right? But look at it this way, guys. If you're in the military, okay, and you're, you know, a big-time military guy, and they come up to you, and they're like, hey, listen, this is for the good of the country, because you know they're going to put that spin on it, and I'm not saying it is, but that's the spin they're going to put on it. Look, this is for the good of the country. You'll be securing our energy needs for the next 20 years. You know, this whole crap. Just come and, you know, help us fake these 3,000 deaths. Nobody's going to get hurt. Blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? 90% of the military are going to go along with it. You know, maybe that percentage is a little high, but I mean a lot of them are going to go along with it, aren't they? Aren't they all pretty much just going to go along with it? I would think so. Now, you know, people should know, just, you know, look how quick it went up, guys. Look how quick the truth movement went up and how big it got, right? And how much attention it got. That was no regular movement. I mean, you know, but we didn't all see it. We didn't see it until years and years and years and years later. Guys, on this show, right, see, the things I talk about, I talk about everything, okay? I try and talk about everything that I consider relevant, okay? If I don't consider something relevant, I won't cover it. So, I mean, there'll be some political things that I won't cover just because I think it's just all a smokescreen. You know, mostly for, you know, current events and things like that. You know, we're going to be all over it here. We're going to talk about all of it. All the breaking news, wars. Yeah, we're going to talk about health issues a lot on this show. It's something I like to cover. I like to cover GMOs. I like to cover, you know, just different natural cures and stuff. Just to throw it out there, you know, see what people know. Yesterday, when I was going through the news, you know, it wasn't even yesterday. It started a couple days ago. This whole thing about us backing the Kenya rebels now to go into invade Somalia. Guys, when is enough enough? How many countries are we going to invade? You know, We're not even out of the other two wars yet, and we're already talking about going into Somalia, back at the Kenyans. They got this whole thing about the Liberation Army in Central Africa that was supposedly sending 100 troops over to help out. Guys, if we were sending 100 troops, right, would there be this big news thing about it, or would they just send 100 people and have it done with? I would think they would just send 100 people and have it done with. If they're telling you they're sending 100 troops, they're probably sending 1,000. Well, get ready. And you think when we're done ousting this guy, I don't even have his name in front of me, the leader of the Liberation Army Republic or whatever the hell it is out there that they feel we need to step in. You think after we remove this guy that we're not going to like drop our drills in their sand or something? I mean, come on. They've got something under there that we want, right? Africa's full of resources. We know this. We've known this forever. I feel, and I could be going out on a limb here, and I don't speak for everybody when I say this, but I feel that part of the reason they selected a black president was because they knew they were going into Africa. And I'm not saying that justifies it, but in some people's minds, that would make it a little bit easier, you know? I feel that, you know, everything that happens, guys, that's planned out and scripted, everything that's planned out and scripted usually has a multifaceted agenda. Now, when I say that, I mean, you know, like, let's say something we all know, for example. Let's take September 11th, okay? What was the agenda? Well, people would say the agenda was to be able to go into all these wars unjustly and to have the Americans pretty much back it. And I would agree. I mean, that's probably the number one agenda. But there are other agendas, aren't there? Like the crackdown on the police state, the crackdown on our liberties, and everything. And everything that snowballed from this whole made-up terrorism boogeyman mentality, right? Because that's all it is. It's a boogeyman mentality. I mean, look how many people in this country are scared to death of terrorists and being blown up. Guys, you got a better chance of dying from being hit by lightning or stung by a bee. Like, seriously. Okay? You don't see them outlawing bees or keeping you in during lightning storms, right? But because not even, and it didn't even happen, but because they said some terrorists hit a couple buildings in New York, you know, we're subjected to being sexually molested at the airport. And I'm going to talk about that for a minute, actually. You know, I'm going to go back to the Somalia thing, because now that we're talking about the TSA, and I hate to just jump all over the map on you, but I mean, these alphabet agencies, I mean, we got to abolish a few of them. I mean, we really do. I don't know how that can be done. I know that if you try to do it on a state level, the feds will basically come in and, you know, they'll do things like what they did in Texas. When Texas tried to take a stand and, you know, get the TSA out of the airports, what did they do? Well, they made Texas a no-fly zone, okay? Basically shutting down the commerce of Texas and everything else, all right? Yeah, does that sound like a democracy to you? You try to exercise your, I don't want to say states' rights, but you know what I mean. States do have a little bit of independence, and you try to exercise that a little bit and make some of your own decisions on a local government level, and they make you into a no-fly zone? That's the type of response you get from the federal government? Now, you know, there's so many ways I could go with this. Everything they're doing at the airport to you is to make you submit. It's to make you feel degraded. It's never been about finding bombs and guns and knives and box cutters, okay, since those seem to be, you know, the big dangerous weapon these days. It's never been about that. It's been about humiliating you, training you to be degraded. You know, you might hear people say that a lot, and it's true. That's why they do it, okay? It's getting to a point where you're ready to almost accept everything. Do you get it? When people talk about world government and this and that and world currency, when the regular stuff, you know, not to make it so layman's terms, but, you know, when the regular stuff gets so bad, you know, you're going to cry and scream and kick and beg for world government and world financial system to save you. And the only thing they're saving you from is themselves. It's just like anything else. They manipulate you into a corner until you don't have any other options. Financial terrorism. That's what we're best at. Yes. That's why we're in Libya, guys. Financial terrorism. Anybody that's listening out there that, you know, thinks it's a great thing that we went in there and got Gaddafi and we got this evil leader and all this hoopla, right? I want to tell you guys a few things about Gaddafi, okay? Do you know the real reason why they wanted to take out Gaddafi? Do you guys know? They didn't know it wasn't oil. That's up there. It is. It always is. But you could say that anytime, couldn't you? You could always just answer one of these questions with, oh, oil. That's why we went over there. You'd sound pretty smart. But that's not the answer I'm looking for. The whole reason, guys, that we went into Libya, you won't hear this on the news. The whole reason we went in there is Gaddafi was a threat to the U.S. dollar, okay? He was. He was a big threat to the U.S. dollar. Well, how was he a threat? Well, he was a threat because he was trying to establish his own currency. And not just for Libya. He was going to put the whole African continent on one currency. And that one currency was called the dinar, and it's backed by gold. And not only is it backed by gold, right? He's backing it personally with almost $100 billion of his own money. What a bad guy, huh? I mean, this guy is just such a miserable, you know. He basically gave the powers that be, we'll call it, the middle finger. Okay? You're not going to come here. You're not going to take over my country. You're not going to set up one of your central banks in my country. You're not going to control my currency. As a matter of fact, you're not going to control the currency of anybody on this continent because I'm going to put them all on their own damn currency backed by gold. And it's going to be better than your currency. And oh boy, were they not having that, okay? Were they not having that? So that is why they went and took him out. I mean, that is the main reason. And I have something I'm actually looking for right now. I was on another radio show last night. Was it last night? It was either last night or the night before. And, you know, I was talking to my buddy over there. He's hosting a show. And basically, you know, he went down a list of different things that Gaddafi has done for his country. Things that would absolutely blow your mind, okay? I kind of want to talk about a few of them real quick because if I was to tell you, you know, when I was gonna kind of trick word this. Oh, here it is. You know, let's just say, okay. Now I kind of already spilled the beans. I wish I didn't because I was looking for the damn paper. Let's just say I came to you, right? And I'm like, hey, you know, this great politician, he's gonna run for president. He's gonna do this, that, and the other thing, right? Let's say I said he promised all these things, right? This guy promised that 25% of everybody will have a college degree when he's done. He promised he's going to take the literacy rate from 25% up to over 80%. He promised they're going to have no interest student loans, no electric bills. You'd say this guy's blowing smoke out your butt, right? This politician, right, this guy running for president, this Democrat or Republican, he came forward and said yesterday that all newlyweds get $50,000 in cash from the government to buy a house, to keep their family together, to get a start. And then this bozo thinks he's going to give everybody free education and free medical system. He's talking about free college, free doctors. He's talking about giving you a free farm if you want to start, free farm equipment. If you're a student, he's saying he's going to give you a car for 50%. This guy's loopy, right? This guy's crazy, all right? Not only that, this guy thinks that the state is going to pay for your profession while you wait to get a job after you graduate. Imagine that. Imagine you got out of school that was so guaranteed that not only did you guaranteed to get a job, but while you wait, the state pays you. Imagine that. Well, imagine no longer. All those things I just said about this politician making all these crazy promises, those are all things that Gaddafi already did. What an evil bastard, huh? Wow. This guy took the literacy rate from 25% up to over 80%. We're demonizing this guy? This guy wants to put the whole country on a gold-backed, a whole continent on a gold-backed currency backed by him? And we want to demonize this guy? Gasoline is 14 cents a liter over there. We want to demonize this guy? Guys, look at all these things on this list. Wouldn't you love to have those in America? Who's the slaves? I'm serious. Think about it. Who's the slaves? Just because you don't see the chains and shackles, that doesn't mean you're not a slave. We're meant to be slaves in this financial system, in this oligarchy, whatever you call it. Guys, they would pay you when you got out of school what your profession was worth until you actually landed the job. Could you imagine that here? Really, guys, could you imagine that? Well, there's your little Libya lesson, guys. Now you know why we have gone to Libya, okay? And now you also know why they're showing not such an interest to stay as long as some of the other countries. That goes to show you that maybe it really isn't about his oil, and it is about these things that I'm saying. And it is. You know, not just about the economy that I was saying. It's about these ideas and this whole plan of his, you know? They don't want people expecting this, right? If every American knew this, they'd be screaming and crying for this, wouldn't they? No electric bill, guys? Gasoline, 14 cents a liter? What would that do for your economy now? You know, I've talked about this at great length, and not, you know, about the electric, not at this. I've talked about having no electric bill at great length and what it would do for the economy. The reason I talk about that, like I said, guys, we go many directions here, is, you know, this government, and, you know, not just this government, I should say this government, governments of the world, mainly this one, have been suppressing free energy technology and other Tesla discoveries, you know, for the last 60 years. In the 1940s, this guy built a car. Okay, listen, before I tell you about the car, Nikola Tesla, okay, and the reason we don't hear about him is because his inventions aren't the inventions that are like the iPod and these consumer things, okay? His inventions are inventions that change the world for the better, that change mankind. This guy is the same guy that invented or slash discovered, whatever you want to call it, alternating current, the radio wave, you know, and his biggest discovery or invention, whatever you want to call it, is free energy technology. And they don't want to talk about it. Guys, you're going to hear a lot of things on here that you're going to say, you know, this kid, is he just making this up? No, I don't make anything up. You know, I challenge anybody out there to look into anything that I'm saying, okay? And anytime I'm wrong on anything, call me up. Call on the phone. We'll put you right on, okay? You know, we'll put you right on the site, right on the station, and you can talk to me about anything you want, okay? I don't make anything up. We do not need gasoline. How's that? Okay? We don't need gasoline. Obviously, for a couple years, we would until they made all the conversions and whatnot. But if they decided to go, you know, green light ahead, we don't need gasoline. It's a thing of the past. Okay? Why do they still use it? Because it's $4 a gallon. Think about it. It'd be bad business to get rid of it, right? $4 a gallon? Think about what would happen if the whole world came off of gasoline as a fuel source, right? What would that do to their whole power structure, their whole empire? Wouldn't it crumble? It would. It's all based on oil and gas, isn't it? I mean, not all, but a lot of it, a lot of that power structure is, you know, who has the most oil, who has the access to it. And the people that get invaded many times are the people that are sitting on it. You know, Tesla invented what's called free energy technology, okay? And free energy technology, basically, it takes energy that's already in the, you know, in the energy fields around us and in the earth, and it harnesses it, and he could distribute it via Tesla towers and other things. And, you know, when this happened, guys, and this is where the, you know, this is where the corrupt people always step in. You know, when this happened, guys, okay, he had made it so he was going to make a worldwide energy system, and you were literally going to be able to stick a rod in the ground, okay? You would be able to stick a rod in the ground and, you know, power up whatever you want, plug things into it, whatever. Actually, not only that, not only did he have free energy technology, guys, he actually had wireless energy where right now, I mean, I'm looking in my living room, okay, and I got wires everywhere. I mean, the computer and the router and the everything else over there, I mean, there's like 100 freaking wires, right? This guy, all right, you would have no wires right now if his research wasn't halted. And he had the ability to power every mobile device wirelessly, okay? Now, when you tell me, oh, my phone's already wireless. Yeah, your phone's wireless, but it has a battery, right? We're talking about no battery, no nothing, just always, you know, always on. He knew how to do this to every mobile device, right? In 1893, that's what I said, 1893, this guy knew how to power every mobile device, okay? The things weren't even invented yet. He knew how to power them. This is basically what I'm telling you. He knew how to power everything without wires. All the radios and TVs, everything that came out would have been without wires if his research wasn't halted. Why was his research halted? Well, the free energy technology is why his research was halted. You know, he was working for himself, you know, partly, but he was being funded by different people, and one of those people was J.P. Morgan. For those of you familiar with J.P. Morgan and you know, his type of business practices, I'm sure you can see where this is going to go. Nikola Tesla, you know, after he, you know, was ready to put this upon the world, this invention, this free energy system, okay, he didn't want to charge people for it. He wanted to give every man, woman, and child in the world free power. Okay, think about that. Think about what that would do right now. You don't even need to touch any prices of anything else. You don't need to anything. Just give everybody free energy. And when I say free energy, I mean you have no electric bill. You have no heat bill in the winter. You have no gas bill for your car. How much money would you save? That would take everybody right out of the dumps, wouldn't it? I mean, that's a few hundred dollars a week we're talking about. And then, right, if cars don't need gas, then food prices will come down because they won't need to gas their vehicle. It's a big chain reaction all across the board, isn't it? And who would be most afraid of change? Well, the people already sitting at the top, wouldn't they? Of course they would. You're going to just, you know, totally throw everything upside down? No, you're not. So what did they do? Well, they burnt down his lab. They blackballed him in the media, made him look crazy, and pretty much scrapped all the funding on his research. So he was basically done, and he's pretty much a forgotten man. And, you know, you could argue with that and say, you know, he's not a forgotten man. I know about him, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he is a forgotten man. You know, until you get into this type of community where everybody's researching everything on a deep level, I mean, you don't even know who the guy is, right? I mean, you guys listening, a lot of you guys might know who he is. Some of the new listeners out there probably don't. The guy was a hero. The guy was the greatest inventor probably of all time. You know, that could be a bold statement. And, you know, maybe I do need to look into that a little more. But, you know, from everything I'm hearing in the last year, and you know, all these amazing technologies that this guy had, it's a shame. We are so far more advanced than they're letting on, guys. It's absolutely mind-boggling. It is. And I'm just talking about regular technology. I'm not talking about, you know, crash UFOs and reverse engineering and all that. And I'm not saying that doesn't go on. I'm just saying, without even going down that road, you know, we have amazing, amazing technologies and medical breakthroughs that we're just not being told about, okay? When I say medical breakthroughs, you know, take your pick, guys. Take your pick of a disease and, you know, do a little research on it. And you know, at first, maybe you'll think it's a sick joke. You'll be like, what? I can cure it with this? That's just a food. Why aren't they telling me this? Why did I just pay $400 for these pills? Well, because you paid $400 for them. That's why. Guys, one of the things I talk about a lot on my shows, okay? You know, for those of you that have heard me before, you guys know, I like to just break things down simple for you, okay? Why do they still sell you gasoline? It's $4 a gallon. Of course they're going to sell it to you. And, you know, I like people to realize, this is a point I like to drive home a lot. See, I don't like to get up here and just scare people and not give them solutions. And, you know, I always like to try and talk about solutions, and I don't always have them. You know what I mean? I'm a young guy. I'm still learning. I don't have a friggin' solution to all these problems. If I did, I probably wouldn't be where I am. I'd be somewhere else, right? Well, maybe I wouldn't, because I'd probably be right here telling you guys about it, because that's what I do. You know, when it comes to these things like, you know, health and stuff, guys, and, you know, we were just talking about disease and natural cures, nobody is going to look out for you and your family, okay? And, you know, everybody knows there's tons of dangerous stuff out there. Without talking about, you know, going too deep into detail of all the toxic foods and stuff like that, you know. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, guys, if you can't read the back of the label, right, don't buy it. I mean, that's like rule number A, golden rule letter A for me, right? If I can't read the ingredient and I don't know what it is, I don't eat it. Now, I'm not saying I'd never do. I'm saying when I'm being conscious about it and I'm trying to be, you know, watch what I'm eating for food, which is what I've tried to do the last maybe 6 months. I admit, the last month I've been so busy. I've been slacking off with the food thing. I've been back in my bad habits. But I'm trying to change that again. And, you know, the thing with the food, guys, and this applies to so many areas, okay? This applies to food. This applies to medicine, okay? This applies to just basically anything you would throw under the nutrition or health umbrella, okay? Nobody is going to look out for you and your family, okay? And I'm not saying everybody's out to harm you. I'm just saying nobody's going to look out for you, okay? You can't read a friggin' label and look for a stamp of approval. Whose stamp are you looking for? Who do you approve of approving your stuff and your family? Seriously. The FDA? The USDA? We're going to talk about the FDA, guys. That's something that's really important in this country. And people really know about the FDA and the USDA. Guys, the FDA, you know, all these alphabet agencies, right? You take your pick, the ATF, the FDA, the, you know, whatever, CIA, you know, there's so many faults with all of them. We all know that, okay? They're all butts of, you know, many jokes. Now, you know, I made a list the other night. You know, I do another radio program on another station, and I did a show where, you know, I was talking about the alphabet agencies and which five I would like to see abolished, okay? And there's so many of them. I mean, I'd like to see probably 30 of them abolished, and there's probably hundreds of them, right? Guys, the FDA is right at the top of the list. For you guys that don't have that mindset, you need to really look at what's going on. You really do. Guys, the FDA, okay? And I'm saying this for your own health so you can look out for yourself, okay? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm not saying, you know, they're trying to secretly kill you or anything like that. But I will say this, guys. A long, long time ago, they made a conscious decision, or maybe it wasn't a conscious decision. It's just a policy with them that they are all about money, corporatism. And they are not about keeping you healthy, guys. They're not. And that's why you guys, you know, and I feel like I speak to a lot of people when I say this. There's a lot of people out there that do a lot of research, right? I'm one of them. A lot of you people are. A lot of the people I'm going to be meeting through Phil and Larry and everybody else, you know, I'm sure research, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, some of them. But guys, if you don't put at least, you know, 10% of that towards researching your health and what you're putting in your body, I mean, what's the point? Seriously, what's the point? You get all worked up over everything else and not pay any attention to yourself? Is that healthy? I'm not saying you got to be a health nut. I'm not even saying you got to go on a diet and exercise. But if something's friggin' poisonous, and when I say poisonous, I mean poisonous, Well, what the hell are you doing putting it in your body? Okay, you didn't know. Well, now you do. And if you didn't know, well, guess what? It's time to stop being ignorant to it. It is. And I'm not trying to insult anybody. When I say ignorant, I don't mean, oh, you're an ignorant person. You know, you're a loser. No. But I'm saying stop being ignorant to your body. And you need to... We're going to go over a couple of things. How about that? You know, instead of me just telling you, you know, oh, this and that, and kind of leaving it kind of broad and open, let's go over a couple examples, shall we? One of the first examples I like to start out with is aspartame. Okay. Now this stuff's never been tested safe, as a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about. Donald Rumsfeld is actually one of the people that helped get this seen through to get this approved. He was fighting tooth and nail to get it approved, okay? Now, for those of you that don't know what aspartame is, okay? For those that do, just, you know, bear with us. We're not going to spend the whole show on aspartame, don't worry. For those of you that don't know what aspartame is, it's the same thing as NutraSweet, Splenda, Sweet and Low, Equal, etc., 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 okay? Aspartame, guys, you know, it does a lot of things to you. It can cause a lot of issues with your body, okay? When I say issues, I mean serious, serious issues, serious side effects. It can cause seizures and brain damage and all types of scary stuff. Why, I mean, why? Just to have artificial sugar, guys? Now, first off, let me tell you this. You'd be better off to have the real sugar. I'm not saying go eat a bunch of sugar. I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm not a retard, okay? But you'd be better off to go have the regular sugar. Do you know where aspartame comes from? I bet a lot of you out there knew what it was when I said aspartame, but I bet a lot of you don't know where it comes from. Aspartame is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. How disgusting is that, guys? That's just awful. So, you know, and the people that brought us aspartame, guys, okay, you know, you're going to hear about them a lot. You're going to hear about them a lot from me. Hopefully you're hearing about them a lot in the so-called alternative media, which, you know, I'm starting to look at as a joke, and I mean, we're going to get into that, and I'm sure a lot of you already do, but I thought they had a little credibility. Some of the stuff I've seen on RT in the last week has really made me question what their motives are. I mean, really. So we'll get back to that. So remind me not to forget about that. The thing with aspartame, guys, okay, it's never been proven safe. It's the things it does to your body is absolutely, it's mind-boggling, okay? It's a neurotoxin that eats away at your brain. I mean, why would you use it, you know? In my personal opinion, it doesn't even taste good. You guys use it. It tastes like crap, man. I remember the first few times I ever tried that. It's like, ah, it's so bitter. You think that tastes good in your coffee? Okay, keep putting your E. coli poop in there. You know what I mean? Have fun with that. And this is one of the things that the FDA, if the FDA was truly looking out for you guys, this is one of the times they would have stepped in. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at here. Why is the FDA letting something like this on the market? Well, it's not just the aspartame. It's everything. I mean, it's genetically modified food, which we're going to do whole shows on. And that comes mainly from the same people that brought you aspartame, Monsanto. Now, there's other companies out there like DuPont and other, you know, manufacturers of genetically engineered seeds and food. But Monsanto is the biggest one. And then the best known. And what else are they known for? Well, now that you mention it, they're also known for Agent Orange in Vietnam. And what did Agent Orange do? Agent Orange basically, you know, now Vietnam's before my time. So if I'm wrong here, correct me. I'm just going by like videos that I've seen. I mean, Agent Orange pretty much appears to be like a turbocharged herbicide. I mean, it looks like they're Roundup, but times 1,000. I mean, they just spray all the agriculture with it, and everything burns down. Things haven't changed much over at Monsanto, guys. Okay? They're pushing their Roundup herbicide on everybody. And they actually make their crops resistant to it, so people spray a lot of it. And there's birth defects, just like Agent Orange type effects, popping up all over the world in places where they use a lot of this. Yeah, that's, you know, it's a pretty grave thing. Now, the reason I bring these things up to you guys, I just want you guys to look out for your own health, okay? I don't want you guys doing the stupid crap anymore that you've been doing with the food and the chemicals. And look at the back of your food, right? Read it. See where it says spice? Just the word spice? You know what that means? It means any chemical they want. Yeah, that's what it means. All right, you know, the other thing I wanted to touch on real quick tonight, it's not even tonight, it's noontime. There's actually a few things. You know, we went off. We went way off the rail here. I started to talk about the TSA, and I just went off on a rant somewhere else. Did you guys hear about this TSA agent that put the note on the woman's vibrator and said, "Get your freak on, girl"? I mean, as if them doing what they're doing is not intrusive enough, groping you, going through all your stuff, I'm sure. To be doing that, it's just uncalled for. And the person's been fired. I'm glad they've been fired. Thank God, you know? Thank God they've been fired. Because it's about time somebody gets taught a lesson over there. Not that that's going to stop any of their other antics. But, you know, at least somebody is finally paying the price for it. The thing I wanted to talk about, RT, okay? For those of you that aren't familiar, RT is Russia Today, and it's one of the biggest, you know, alternative media sources, okay? Now, if you go there and you read the articles, you will see stuff that is much different than on the regular news, right? Much different. But after I realized, you know, this took a long time, and a lot of you people are just coming to this now, and some of you guys might not even be this far along the road yet, okay? When I came to realize that the truth movement was a fraud and, you know, most of the people in it, you kind of have to wonder if certain people are guilty by association. Now, RT would always have Alex Jones on. They would always have Luke Radowski on. So, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, what's up with these guys? You know, do they know? Do they know about the people they have on? I used to think no, you know. I did. I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I thought, you know, it's a small world. I mean, these guys, they've been deceiving us for 10 years. Who's to say they're not deceiving them too, you know? They're just playing their character and nobody's picking up on it, right? I don't believe that anymore. I don't. I wanted to give RT the benefit of the doubt for a little bit. I'm not going to say I'm going to stop using them. I still use them, even after I've known this for a few days. I mean, all the news is corrupted. You can't really trust any of them. I kind of feel like a fool for almost trusting them a little bit because you hear them talk about all the things they won't talk about on the other networks. But you know what made me really realize this? The whole Occupy thing. Now, for those that listen to me on other shows, you guys know I don't cover this too much. I cover it a little bit, okay? I'm not going to spend a whole show on it. I'm not going to do it. I don't care. If you want to call in, we'll talk about anything you want, all right? I won't change the subject. If you want to call and talk about that, we'll talk about it. But I'm not going to spend the whole show on it. I don't put tons of time and research into it because it's so controlled. It's so counterproductive, okay? Honestly, I mean, what's going to happen here? A bunch of people are going to get beat down by the cops, and we'll probably end up trying to end up passing some new legislation or something where we don't have free speech in New York or, you know, in big cities or God knows. God only knows what they got up their sleeve for the end of this, right? Well, you know, us in the research community, okay, we all know that there's all types of plans out there, right? I mean, we all know there's all types of controlled people in the movement. Have you watched some of the videos, guys? Have you watched some of the people they put in front of the camera? It's either A, the guy is so dumb he's falling over his own feet, okay, or the woman, and it's or it's B, you know, the guy just sounds too articulate where it's an actor. Like, it's just totally scripted. And that Jesse whatever, I was watching a few of his videos today. Not Jesse Ventura, some you know, protester they got out there. You know, he was all over the news or whatever. Well, I mean, all over Facebook, people were posting his videos, so I was watching him. And the guy, you know, he sounds like that guy Mark Humphreys on 9/11. Oh, you know, and then I saw the second plane just ream into the towers. And then I watched the towers come down, mostly from structural failure. From the jet fuel being so hot and, you know, melting all the support columns. I mean, come on, who talks like that? And that's what this guy Jesse talks like. He's talking about this and that and all that, right? And he's rattling off so much stuff that I wouldn't even be able to do it if I had the computer in front of me. It's like, what? Who is this guy? Right? Who is this guy? And then, you know, there's all the associations with known co-opted groups like MoveOn.org and these other groups. And, you know, I kind of just listen to what some of the other hosts and stuff say about it. You know, I don't spend too much time on it. I don't. Like I said, I like to cover all current events and stuff. But things that I don't think are that relevant, I don't spend that much time on. Well, Brian, you're in the alternative media or whatever. I mean, how can you not spend any time on that? You know, aren't you on the same side as these people? Blah, 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 blah. No, it's not about that. I don't even know if I'm on the same side as those people. It's more like just a big jumbled mess down there, isn't it? I mean, where's the leadership? What? I don't even know what they're asking for. You think the people in the mainstream know what they're asking for? You, I mean, I get the general idea. I mean, I know we want to abolish the Fed. I know we want to, you know, issue our own currency. I know that we're being totally screwed by Wall Street. I know that all the bailouts and stuff were meant to rob the middle class. I know what inflation's doing to the middle class. I understand what's going on. I just don't understand the movement down there. I mean, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm an idiot and like just totally out of tune with things, because I don't know what's going on down there. I mean, tell me, you know, tell me. I don't care. Not afraid. Not afraid of a little criticism. That's the thing with RT, you guys. Okay, because I know a lot of you guys probably watch it. I know you guys do. It's one of the sites I check before I get online to get some research, to get some information about what's going on. But they definitely have their own twist to it. And the thing that made me realize it was this Occupy event, guys. Okay, like I just said, we all know how controlled it is and how many plants are out there. You know, I see all these stories on RT about it, okay? RT is talking about the Occupy all over all these different cities. And every single story, right? You see somebody getting beat up, or it's the, you know, it's the police state. Excuse me. It's the whole police state idea, right? Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to hype up the whole fear around the event, and that's what the whole thing is about. It's all about creating this barrier between us and the authorities and creating this fear. It really is. And they want us to speak out because they want us to riot. They do. They want us to riot so they can clamp down on us, guys. That's what the whole thing is about. And the fact that RT doesn't cover any of that side of it, it's almost like covering 9/11 and not talking about the second plane. I mean, we're talking about the same thing here. That's what it looks like to me. You see, you go on RT. Guys, check it out. Go to RT.com. RT, Russia Today. Just go to RT.com and look at all the stories. You'll see every page has stories about the Occupy thing, and you'll see police in riot gear with batons and people bleeding and all this, right? In every single picture. And not one story do you hear them talking about, oh, this group, you know, their involvement, or this person's involved, or this person looks like a government plant, or is this person controller? Are these people really who they say they are? There's none of that going on. None of that, you know? I want a little objective reporting about what happened on the Brooklyn Bridge, because I saw some other things that, you know, that whole thing might have been a fraud. We all just take it to be because we expect the police state. So when they tell us 700 people got arrested on the bridge, we think they arrested 700 people on the bridge. They float this whole story about how J.P. Morgan, who Goldman Sachs, whoever the hell they said funded it, right? Go look at it. I'm telling you, go look at the video from what happened on the bridge. You tell me if that's 700 people being arrested or if that's like an act, because it looks pretty much like an act to me. I mean, you can see written on the ground the word police, where the police are supposed to stand, and they're standing right there. It's awful. It's awful. And that's the thing about our team. Now I'm starting not to trust them. And I should have known. I should have nodded as soon as I found out 2 months ago about everybody else. I should have nodded trusted them. And one of my friends asked me, you know, when I was telling him about Alex and everybody else, and he's like, well, what about RT? I was like, I don't know about RT yet. You know, you got to worry because they got all these people on there. Charlie Veach. I mean, come on, guys. Charlie freaking Veach. Now that I'm really thinking about it, how did I not know right away? I mean, Luke Radowski, Charlie Veach, Alex Jones. I mean, take your pick, guys. Take your pick. Those are the type of people they promote. I do like Adam Kokesh so far. He's got a good show on there, but you know what? They got rid of him. That's probably why they got rid of him. He was probably the only good one in the bunch. For those of you that used to tune into RT and watched Adam Kokesh, he has an independent show now. It's pretty good. He looks like he's just doing it on his own thing. It's pretty much the same idea. It's called Adam 3.0 or whatever. It's the same idea, half-hour newscast. It looks like he's in a different studio, obviously. It looks like he might be doing it on his own, but it does, you know, it looks nice. It doesn't look like a low-budget webcam in his house or anything. Definitely worth checking out. Check it out on YouTube. He's up there. And my thing is, guys, you know, excuse me for 1 second, guys. I gotta blow my nose. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I hate doing that on the air, and I couldn't breathe for a second. You know, my thing is, guys, don't follow anybody. And you know, on the first night, you know, I had so much things I wanted to say, and I kind of clammed up because we had a couple audio issues on the first night, okay? And for those that don't know, I was the one that set up the station, like on the technical side and stuff. So I'm trying to like run it while I was trying to host the show with everybody, and it's just not as easy of a multitask as you think. It's just not. I was so into trying to get the sound working, and I knew personally my mic was emitting a double echo, and there was no way to fix it without screwing up everybody else's stuff, and I didn't want to do it in the middle of the broadcast. So I didn't really talk much. When I did talk, there was a terrible echo. You guys are probably like ready to turn it down when you heard me. You know, Michael and Phil and Larry made some really good points on this, and I think Michael was the one that kind of elaborated on it for a little bit the other night. Guys, do your own research. I mean, we know that, right? But that means do not follow anybody, and that's why I'm saying this now, because I'm listening to myself, and I'm like, wow, I sound like I'm almost, you know, telling people to follow this guy. No, I just think he's one of the people I still do trust. It's a good show, because how often, guys, can we sit down for 30 minutes and watch the news? And, I mean, without being lied to the whole thing. I mean, on the TV. You can't. You just have to sit here and watch freaking clips all day, right? You have to search around. 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 7 minutes there. It sucks, right? It does. I hate doing that sometimes. All right? Oh, poor you. You got to click the mouse 100 times. Yeah, well, you know, it gets, you know, just to get a half hour of a newscast to have to jump around to 15 different places, it's awful, right? I trust them a lot. You know, I trust them enough that you can watch that newscast, you know. But once he says something that doesn't sit right with you guys, look into it. Don't trust him like I put some trust in some other people before, like Alex Jones and Stephen Jones and Jason Mermis and people like that. I never really trusted Luke, but people like that. You know, that's like what I was trying to say, what Michael was saying the other night. Don't follow anybody. You're not a sheep anymore, guys. You've made it this far, right? Haven't you? You've made it this far to hear this broadcast. You're doing something right. I mean, you are. If you've made it this far to hear this broadcast, you want to know what is really going on in the world. That's why you're here. Don't fall into that trap. Because you know what happens? I'll break it down for you real simple. Those people that we mentioned, okay, I don't want to keep mentioning them 100 times every show, because I don't want people to think that the way I make my show is by trashing on other people, because it's not. I have tons of content to talk about. There's tons of stuff going on in this world. This world's a fascinating place. I mean, there is just so the topics I haven't even touched yet will blow your mind. Seriously, I mean, we could go in so many directions. I mean, we talk about health. I mean, we could talk about outer space and the moon and things they don't tell us about that. I mean, there's so many directions we can go with this show. And, you know, nothing's off limits on this show, okay? I will talk about anything, and I don't care what people think. I will talk about things to intentionally insult people. But, you know, if I feel something needs to be put out, I don't care what people think of me saying it. And, you know, whether it's 9/11, whether it's space travel, whether it's health issues, whether it's anything, okay? But, you know, I like to put out things that, you know, I have facts to back it up. So, you know, if I'm telling you guys something, you should know that there's fact behind it. But don't trust me either, okay? I mean, after a while, you can build up some trust, but don't blindly trust me either. I'm just another person. I'm like you. I'm another person. I'm just out here passing out the message. Take the message for what it's worth. Use the message. Pass the message on. Become the messenger. But don't blindly follow anybody. Because those people were strategically put there for that purpose. To get you to blindly follow them. By giving you information that gains your trust with them. Okay? And then once you trust these people, and it doesn't matter who it is. Okay? It doesn't matter if it's Alex Jones, David Icke, Stephen Jones, you know, Willie Rodriguez, you know, all these people that have turned out to be frauds, right? What would have happened if you blindly followed any of them? You would have looked like a fool. You would have. That's why, you know, these people are dangerous. That's why we need to call them out. They're dangerous to our research. They demonize it. They demonize the people that put it out. And they're dangerous to, I don't even like to say the movement, because I do not want to be associated with that. I'm sorry. I'm not a truther. I'm not part of the truth movement. And the reason I don't want to be, it's not against any of you. It's because when you let them throw that label on you, they try and group you with a whole bunch of other people that, you know, aren't even the same, and they say that's how you are. And that's what they do, especially with 9/11. You guys know how it is. You start talking about no planes, and they start telling you you're talking about space beams. It's like, no. Talking about there's no planes, because why crash a plane into a building if you don't need to, and you can fake it on TV, and you're telling me I'm talking about beams from outer space? What? You're an idiot. Shut up. That's the type of stuff they try and do. Those are little dirty tricks they pull. Even listening to some of Phil and Larry's Hall of Towers interviews with some people, you can hear people trying to take them down that road, or you can hear it with anybody. I mean, you can hear it all the time. You hear it when I try and tell people this, they'll try and take you down that road, or like Michael said, you try and show somebody a photoshopped picture, and then they're like, they try and fill in the rest of the story for you. Like, oh, so you're saying they're all fake? You're saying nobody died? You're saying yada, yada, yada? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, look at this. Go from there. You know? Michael made a couple of really, really good points. I don't mean to just kind of copy what he said, but it's like he said, you know, him and Phil and Larry and everybody else, they blew up the picture. They seen the pixels in it. They knew it was photoshopped. So that's all you're saying to somebody else. Look at this picture. It's photoshopped. Okay? You tell me what it means. I don't have to tell you what it means. It means they at least faked this person, right? Now, if they faked one, they probably faked more. And then when you start to look at everything, well, if they faked most of them, why kill anybody, right? And you know how the rest of the story goes. You guys can't blindly follow anybody. You know, as much as I'd love you guys to follow me, I mean, you can't. You got to do your own research. You can kind of trust people, but don't follow them. And what I mean by that is, let me give you an example. Let's say, you know, let's say I've been on for 6 months now. Let's say 6 months goes by and you've been listening to me every day and you're really comfortable with me. Well, that means you can trust me. You can trust my information enough to where you would use it to go do research upon that. Or maybe you would tell somebody something I said. But right after you told them, you'd go look it up and make sure that, you know, I was right. But maybe you trust me enough to tell them before you look it up. You know, maybe you could do that. But you still got to look it up, guys. Really. Don't follow anybody. It's so dangerous. Okay. I didn't really fall into that trap myself. Okay. So with this, you know, usually I like to say I'm speaking from experience. I really didn't. I almost did, but I didn't. Okay. A lot of those people I mentioned, I did listen to. I did watch all their shows and movies and listen to their radio shows. But I always did tons of research on top of it. Okay, I never just recited what they said. I always, almost always, double-check things, even before I post them on Facebook and stuff, guys. I read stuff, you know. I'm not the guy that goes around to different news sites and just keeps hitting share and, you know, telling you guys, this is a fact, this is a fact, this is a fact. I worry about my reputation because I'm trying to pass, you know, this all started with September 11th. And since then, I've been trying to pass out the message of, you know, obviously the new information just came forth to me in the last few months. But for the last year, I've been trying to tell people that it was not Osama bin Laden, that it was us, you know. And even though I was wrong, not wrong to a point because it was all totally staged as in you know, a scripted Hollywood event rather than a false flag terror attack. I almost forgot where I was going a little bit. But, you know, it's real dangerous. You're on dangerous ground when you follow anybody. Let's say, for instance, I didn't, like, let's just say, because I used tons of sources, okay? Let's say I didn't use, you know, RT, Alex Jones, Drudge, this site, that site, this site, and that site, and that site. Let's just say I went to InfoWars, right? I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be calling all you people crazy. Imagine that. And I'd be ignorant as hell, wouldn't I? And that's what some of the people sound like. You know? And they blindly follow this guy. And, you know, I should put other examples so people know. I'm not just talking about one. I'm talking about anybody. I'm just using the most known example. You blindly follow anybody, guys. If I blindly followed any of those people, you think I would be here right now? I would have no idea about this stuff. I had no idea. Actually, I had a little bit of an idea because I happened to see, I saw a movie that really broke down the second plane pretty much 2 months after I woke up, maybe even closer than that to the time I woke up. So I had that advantage, and that, you know, that is something I kept in my head, okay? I did, you know, I knew the Flight 175 was fake within 2 months of waking up to 9/11, okay? I did. Tried to show people right away. A lot of people told me I was wrong. As usual, I'm wrong every time, but every time I've been right. Every time, except for the controlled demolition time, where everybody was wrong about that. I'm not saying I don't make mistakes. I make mistakes, you know. People make mistakes. I'm saying by the time I present the research to somebody and say this is what happened, I'm sure of it, okay? Not trying to say I don't make mistakes. We're all wrong a lot. If I just, you know, blindly followed those guys, I wouldn't know about fake victims and hollow towers or any of that, guys. They don't let you talk about it. And when anybody else brings up the other research that brings you in that direction, what happens? It gets attacked. And for those of you that still listen, if you can't see through that agenda, you are being brainwashed right now. I'm sorry, you are. If you cannot see through that, and you cannot see that every time somebody talks about, you know, stuff, you know, fakery pulled by the media or the digital deception of the day or, you know, a plane was fake or witnesses were fake or fake footage in Manhattan. Can't talk about any of it. Anytime you do on one of those shows, they'll hang up on you or they'll insult you. You insult me? So it's crazy for me to say that an airplane was fake and they faked killing some people, but it's not crazy for you to say that they're trying to kill friggin' 500, you know, five and a half billion of us or whatever. That's not crazy. You can say that, but I can't say that what my eyes are telling me is that that's a fake airplane. You guys see what's wrong with that? you got these people that come up with some of the craziest stories in the world, and a lot of them are true. Just because I'm saying it's crazy doesn't mean it's not true. They're telling you some of the craziest stories in the world, and you tell them that maybe the government faked a plane going into a building, and that's so far-fetched that you're a disinfo agent. You have mental disabilities. I have mental disabilities, says Alex Jones. Yeah. I have mental disabilities. All us no-planers have mental disabilities. I love it. Call me a no-planer. Call me a no-victimer. Call me whatever you want to call me, all right? I'm just a guy that can see what's going on, thanks to a lot of help from some people that paved the way in front of me. I mean, really. If you see some of these people that deny it, guys, they see it, but they don't. They see it with their eyes, but their mind is blocking it out because of the people they're following. I swear to God. That might sound like a stretch, but it's not. It's the truth, okay? It's a very dangerous thing. It really is. I'm very glad Michael brought up that point the other night. I wish I would have put a little more input in. Like I said, I was having some technical issues I was trying to tend with. You know, next time we're all together, guys, I promise I'll have a lot more back and forth with everybody. I mean, I love to talk about all these things, and I have a lot of input on it. You know, when it comes to 9/11, you know, I don't have the knowledge that Larry and Phil have, but, you know, I don't think pretty much anybody does. You know, except for a couple other people they work with on a regular basis over there at the forum and stuff. But I've studied all their work. So, I mean, you know, I would consider myself on the next tier. I have a good amount of knowledge about what happened. I definitely had some good insight into a lot of the conversation. You know, it's just hard producing and talking at the same time. I don't know how else to tell you. That's not the easiest multitask to do, especially when things are actually going wrong. When we're a few episodes in and I'm used to it and I have a system down, yeah, but that was the first episode, so I was kind of like, oh, my mic's not working, what's going on, I'm trying to fix it, and everything's good now, though. Everybody that listened today, I apologize, and it's not going to be sloppy all the time. I was thinking it wasn't going to be sloppy at all the first couple times, and, you know, sure enough, I've had a couple issues over here. Today wasn't my fault, and there was nothing I could do. I mean, you know. You got the computer, you know, we got two computers running the station, you know, one for a backup, and, you know, but they're both on the same server right now, and they both crashed 5 minutes before I went on the air today, and it looks like we're going to take a call, guys, so we're going to take a call right now, and let's hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, caller. Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me, caller? Okay, what would you like to talk about? Okay. What part specifically would you like to talk about? You're talking about the lack of background coverage of these people, like videos that they should have already had documenting their lives before the event and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and just like any video, like, you know, there's planes and stuff. Any video that's taken off, or like, you know, cause people go to see a plane off and like they film people at the airport and that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going. I thought you meant, like, the victims, if you looked into their past, there's no, like, you know, home videos from them from years past or anything like that. Like, there's no background information. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's a simple answer for that. There's no videos of anybody taking off in any planes at the airport because nobody took off at any planes in the airport. That's why, I mean, it's really a simple answer now that we know. I mean, that's why. Because no planes took off, in fact, from the airport that day. Well, obviously, planes took off from airports. But the planes we were told that hit the World Trade Center and hit the Pentagon, they never hit. They never did. A couple of those planes, I mean, weren't even registered as flying on that day. And that's why you have a lack of video. And you don't have any videos of people taken off at the airport. You'll also notice, you know, you have all this video of New York, right? And you have all this video of people running around. Where's the people running out of the towers? How come there's no video of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, the journalists, like, they would always try to get, like, as close as they could, you know. There's no real video of them. Like, I've seen a few videos of the lobby area, and it looks that empty, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And much of it was. Much of the building was empty, and that's why it appears that way. And, you know, I don't know how far you've come down in the research with the hollow towers and everything of that, but, you know, those are the answers to a lot of these questions, and that's why you don't see people running out of the towers, because that was one of the things that they couldn't replicate on that day, because they couldn't have anybody running out of there, because that, you know, that was supposed to be a controlled, you know, a controlled environment. So that was the people you saw running around on TV. I mean, that was all footage that was filmed beforehand and filmed in other locations. A lot of that probably wasn't even in New York.
Yeah. Not even a flight. It could have been people coming out of other buildings. Like, you don't. That could have been anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But, and that's what I'm saying. You see people running around the streets, and that could be anywhere. But to see people specifically running out of the building is something you would think would be one of the more played images of the day, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you expect to see people filing out of that building, like, for hours? That'd be one of the images you would see a lot, and you don't. You don't see that at all. I was just going to say that. That's a great point. You know, you have Willie Rodriguez, who was supposedly not only rescued from under the rubble, but he's doing all these heroic things running in and out of the building. Well, where's the footage of it? I mean, just to say that the buildings are coming down and it's dangerous and, you know, the reporters aren't there, I'm not buying that. I've seen reporters standing in war zones where mortars are flying over their heads. To think that nobody would film this guy being pulled out from underneath a fire truck after 4 or 5 hours, I just think it's absurd. Yeah, and then, you know, there's a lot of areas that don't make a lot of sense. If you look into, like, the firefighters and, you know, how they died and the order that they died and what firehouses they came from, it's absurd. To think that some of these guys would have died one or two at a time, you got to remember that, you know, firefighters work in teams. And not only do they work in teams, but, you know, up to that day, you know, no steel frame building ever in the history of the world has collapsed from a fire. So those firefighters in those buildings, they're not expecting the building to come down. It's never happened before. So if they're going to die in there, I mean, they're going to die 6, 7, 8 at a time. And you know, if you look at some of the investigation that they did over at Let's Roll Forums on the firefighters and the firehouses they came from and how rank-heavy some of it is, it's just it's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And I don't know. I think, you know, it's been 10 years. So I don't know if you've gone through some of the photos and stuff like that and seen the errors of photoshopping and the evidence that, you know, the jumpers were staged and things like that. But, you know, you think they did it. They did leave a lot of clues. They did kind of do a sloppy job on a lot of the editing. But the whole emotional attachment of the day made it so everybody didn't look. And when you're not looking in the right direction and you're looking for controlled demolition and you're not looking for photoshopping and things like that, it's hard to pick up on the stuff until you know where you're looking.
Yeah, well, it's just basically hanging out the window like that anyway. That glass, I don't think they could break that glass, and certainly not completely smash it, but, you know, it would be sticking out the sides, and they'd be getting cut up pretty badly if they're hanging out the windows like this.
You know, that's a great point, caller. Nobody's really made that point. I'm sure people have, but I've never heard anybody say that. Like, how did they get to you mean, like, how did they get to stand in the window frame anyways? Like, how did they get the window out, right?
Yeah, I don't think they could smash it with a chair.
Yeah, it probably would be. And even if they did, I mean, maybe they smashed a few of them, but it seemed like they were almost all missing, didn't it? I mean, a lot of them. I mean, all the people are just standing in the windowsills. And, you know, when you look into, you know, Gelatin B and the art students on the 91st floor, and you start to look at the similarities between them and between the jumpers, and, you know, even not just the floor they were on, and the fact that a helicopter filmed them. But, you know, they even did the same motions. I mean, these guys that were doing this supposed art project leading up to 9/11, you know, pretty much in the 4 years leading up to it, they would go out every morning at 6 in the morning out one of those windows where a window was removed, and they'd go out on a balcony, and they'd go out naked and wave a towel or a shirt around, just like the jumpers. If you remember from 9/11, almost all the jumpers went out there and started waving a shirt or a towel around, and then the helicopter would have a perfectly lined up shot of them jumping.
And lots of stuff as well, like, you know, like those helicopters, like, they would have tried to rescue people, like, they could have secured links to rescue one person, like, he lost at sea or something, you know, like, even if they couldn't have saved that many, they still would have tried.
Yeah, they would. They didn't try to get anybody, did they? Exactly. I mean, you're totally going down the right road, because there was no one to get. And I want to make another point with you real quick. How long ago did you start to realize maybe that some of this was Hollywood, or most of it?
Long, I mean, by the forum and everything.
So. Oh, okay. Okay, so you've known for a while. You've probably known a lot longer than I have. I've only known for 2 months, so. So isn't?
I thought I'd call in today. You said I tried calling the other day.
Oh, okay. That was you that tried to call in yesterday or something, or the day before, the night before. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry we didn't get to the call. We were still trying to figure out how to put callers on without like putting you right on the air, because we had somebody still like rambling on. I'm just trying to figure out the phone system a little. But you know, before we let you go, I wanna ask you something. Isn't it amazing now knowing how it's all scripted out in Hollywood in a movie? Isn't it amazing now how you can go back and look at everything now and just pick things apart when you're looking through a new set of eyes?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I could look at that example. Like, if you watch the videos, like, they start coming out after, like, 1 minute after playing it, like, they wouldn't do that. Like, they'd be trying to get out, you know? Like,
yeah, they gave up pretty quick, didn't they? Yeah, like, okay, I think I'm not going to try and go down the stairs. I'm not going to try an elevator. I'm not going to try this. I'm just going to jump out the window. I mean, it's absurd. And you guys have broken down all the jumpers. I mean, some of them that, you know, didn't look like they were in that much of a perilous situation and jumping. Others that look like they should jump aren't jumping. And then, you know, the whole thing now with the PVC piping and the smoke piping and all that. I mean, that's just blockbuster information right there. I mean, that just really kind of seals the deal on that end, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'd be really interested to see how close, you know, I have to think what they're showing on TV was reasonably close to what people on the street are seeing.
Yeah, I think it was probably, you know, it didn't need to be exact, because just think about it. I mean, think about all the people that didn't see a plane, saw it on TV, but then go on the rest of their lives telling everybody they saw a plane, right? So if they saw a special effect that wasn't totally up to snuff, but, you know, it looked kind of like what they saw on TV, they would just associate with it as being the same thing, wouldn't they?
Pictures of the rubble pile is like 50,000 windows, and if you smash 50,000 windows, it'd be kind of going through the glass, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the story is, I mean, I guess everything just turned to dust. Everything just vaporized. You didn't know this is Star Trek, though. I mean, everything vaporizes, passports don't burn, and, you know, all this crazy stuff. It's pretty crazy when you step back now and you look at all the things that people actually believed for a long time. It's like, okay, so not only did a building never come down from fire before, and this day three of them supposedly did, but they also turned to dust? I mean, where's the contents of the building? I mean, that's the question that everybody, I think, needs to ask. I mean, before people even get into fake victims and all that, I mean, and we know how some people hide behind that. They use that as a shield. You know, you're not allowed to talk about that. That's taboo. Don't talk about the firemen. Okay, well, the firemen, I mean. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the debris then. Why don't they tell us what happened? I mean, some of the theories that have come out from miniature nukes and directed energy weapons and all this crazy stuff, how about the stuff was just not there in the first place? And, you know, it makes perfect sense that that's the one thing they couldn't duplicate, right? Because the fact of that day, the only fact that I think is the only, you know, true thing of that day, really, is that those buildings were there and they're not anymore. And at some point, they came down, you know, at some point when people weren't able to see it. Whether, you know, it was a dust cloud that was dropped off the building, or the military dropped smoke grenades, or, you know, I don't know, I'm speculating here. But, you know, whatever happened, you know, I mean, the buildings did come down. And that's about the only real thing of the day. And so, considering that people were watching, you couldn't truck in 30 stories of debris, right? So what did they do? They dropped a bunch of paper and acted like that's an office building coming down. I mean, isn't that absurd? People bought that. Well, I thank you for calling. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before I let you go?
Yeah,
well, you said there was a lobby and an observation deck, and we don't know what was between, right?
Yeah, there's not really. I guess there would be so many pictures of people that were seen in videos, but the building was so generic that even if they had it, it could have been shot anywhere.
Yeah. No, yeah, and who's gonna know? Say you shoot 30 hours of video in an office building in Chicago, right? And then, you know, you put that out there as the World Trade Center. Well, nobody really working in the World Trade Center except for a couple of businesses, so who's gonna know the difference, right?
It looks like a room with some windows, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, the whole thing was just Hollywood. And, you know, the part that really gets some, you know, it's hard to make some people understand. They did such a good job of this because it was a 30-year plan. They programmed in our heads over years and years and years that these were these busy, busy, busy office buildings. When in fact, like you said, I mean, there was the lobby, there was the observation deck, there were probably a few companies. But the main thing is they built a subway station in the basement that brought almost 500,000 people a day. And then with things like the windows on the world up top and the observation deck, well, what that does, guys, that keeps foot traffic moving up and down and in and out of the building. And what time is the foot traffic from the subway? It's the same time an office building should be busy, isn't it? 8 to 5, 8 to 6, 9 to 5. People would never know. It was a pretty smart plan on their part. It really was. Yeah, I mean, needless to say, right? I mean, and then how they set up this whole truth movement thing to basically back their story from the other side by disagreeing with it. I mean, it's brilliant. It really is. It's such a relief now knowing that. I'm not saying knowing that everybody didn't die because look what's happened overseas. But I mean, it's a relief now knowing, like, you know, what we know. That we can go forward from here knowing that, you know, it was a scripted event. And, you know, the thing I like to talk about is they do this a lot now. It's not just 9/11. 9/11 was, you know, the big one. But they do this with all types of events now. They do. I mean, all types of, you know, big shootings and all types of stuff. I mean, it's crazy stuff. This was just a big production. A big production.
A lot of similar kind of questions come up about the London bombing and a lot of other.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. The 7/7 bombings, is that what you're talking about? Because, you know, if you don't mind me going off for a second about that, the, you know, I don't. You've probably seen the pictures too, right? Where the bus is like sawed off at the top. It doesn't even look like it's been blown up, and there's seats all over the sidewalk, and there's no blood. And who was there? Who was there again? It was Alex Jones, wasn't it? Alex Jones was there telling all of us the story in his movie Terror Storm. He was there at the 7/7 bombings, hyping the whole thing up, telling everybody how it's just like 9/11, blah, 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 blah. And the thing just looks it does look totally fraud. It looks like a total fraud. And, you know, I want to look into some other events around here, you know? Other things that we think have happened here that, you know, might not have happened. And who's to say those are the only buildings that they're going to do that to, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean,
let me ask you this question, right? And I've asked a lot of people this. It's a question that doesn't even really have an answer. If these buildings in New York, okay, if these buildings caught fire and they were the only steel frame buildings to ever come down from fire, and they came down in an hour, right? Would any fire department in their right mind ever send a crew back into a high rise building? Never. They'd be taking these things down. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't get away with that. And I listened to it was actually in Chicago. There was like a, it was almost like a 9/11 demonstration in Chicago. You know, God only knows who was involved with it, but there was a firefighter that they interviewed. He seemed to be pretty on the up and up, and he was just talking about it to people that aren't awake to 9/11 at all yet. He was telling them if three buildings came down from a fire. You know, our guys would never send another crew in again. He said that. He said we would never send a crew into another skyscraper again. He's like, that just doesn't happen. And now we know, you know, why it didn't happen. It didn't happen because it was explosions that brought it down. I mean, it didn't happen because the whole thing was a scripted event. It's almost mind-boggling when you look at the contents of the building to think that we didn't notice something a long time ago. Like you said, with the glass, and you guys know the phone cord and the carpet, and you know the one thing I always thought is, what about file cabinets? Those things are heavy. I mean, where's all the file cabinets and desks? You know.
And like some sort of cart machines and those sorts of things.
Yeah, and there's nothing. Yeah, people forget. I mean, these were the biggest office buildings in the world. At one point, they were the biggest buildings in the world, and since they've been dwarfed, they're still pretty close to the biggest buildings in the world. And when you put the two of them together, I mean, that's huge. People don't realize the massiveness of those buildings. And to think that the debris pile would look like what it would look like if my house collapsed, that's absurd. That's absurd. But, you know, with selective news coverage and everything else, I mean, we kind of forgot about it. And well, at least I did, you know. I know a lot of you guys were still onto it, but, you know, a lot of other people kind of just forgot about it and didn't really pay it any mind. Yeah. Look how many rabbit trails they set up for everybody to chase. I mean, with all the different 9/11 documentaries and all the different areas that each one goes down, whether it's you know, a movie that looks at, you know, one area of it, or a movie that looks at, like, say, they have, like, that 9/11 Intercepted movie where it's it's the pilots for 9/11, or you have the architects for 9/11 with these commercials, or you know, everybody's got their own side of it to make you go down these rabbit trails, or, you know, Judy Wood with the stupid directed energy thing, and that's what they want. I mean, they want somebody to you to latch on to one of these ridiculous theories and just go down this road where you're never gonna get to the reality of what happened. They were brazen. They were brazen on a lot of things, like, you know, using celebrities to morph victims and you know, like the injured list with celebrities' names on there and stuff. I think they got a kick out of a lot of this. I really do. You know,
it was harder for people that probably fell on everything because the whole pod thing was sort of like his baby and he's going to let it go in the end. But that's it's hard knowing that you just make everything you research for 10 years is a load of crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's really hard, and I was fortunate. See, I only woke up a year ago, so I was fortunate that a lot of that groundwork was already laid for me, you know? Like, when I came to your guys' forum, I mean, I didn't have to deal with the pods or any, you know what I mean? I just had to read and take everything in and weigh it against everything else I had learned and then research it more upon that. But yeah, I mean, you know, all types of people went down roads that were wrong. And it's almost like, you know, when you first wake up to what's going on, you have to admit you've been wrong about everything in your life. And then now you're wrong again. You're wrong all over again. It's like frustrating. I mean, it must have been frustrating. It must have made you want to just give up.
It also has that effect of people you're trying to wake up as they well. It's going from one theory to another to another. After the whole theory, it tells you another one. You know, like, every time it's
That's another great point. That's another great point. And that actually happened. I tried to tell somebody about the Hall Towers right when I found out. Not right when I found out, but, you know, a few days after doing some extra research into what you guys have already done, just to make sure, you know, everything checked out. And, you know, he's like, oh, that's just the next theory you're running with. I'm like, next theory I'm running with, man. Everything I told you was right. I mean, you know, people just, I don't know. But, yeah, when they get you to go down a theory like the pod theory or the DEW theory, and then once they use that against you, oh, you're the guy that did this. Well, we're just going to shut you off now because... But if they knew how complex everything was and how many layers of lies there were, I mean, they would have been fooled too. They probably would have been fooled and chasing their tail in circles still. People don't realize that. Like, there's a big-time psyop out there.
And also, everybody's part of it too. Like, you know, they struggle to let it go, and that's another reason why they don't embrace the music. It's like your baby, you know, they can't not let it go.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I thank you for calling. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we let you go?
Like, one of the big things for me was, like, I've always been, like, you know, crying stuff and, you know, stuff like that. And it always made sense that they were trying to say that all these people, like, died and they weren't identified, but you can identify someone off, like, a drop of blood, you know? All those people have to be completely vaporized. The fucking story is that, like, half the World Trade Center victims were not even identified.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd, the stories that have come out about it. Yeah, I mean, you make a lot of good points. I mean, you really do.
You kind of see, like, how it wasn't treated as a crime scene, despite the fact that all those police officers supposedly died there. Like, one thing you know is that if the cops died somewhere, they're going to treat it like a crime scene, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, never. They would never, ever, ever let him. Ever. Exactly. Well, for everybody listening, somebody just made it aware to me that some of you guys weren't able to hear the caller, but everything's recording right here, recording fine, my end and his end, so I do apologize for that, but we'll replay the show as soon as we get off, and you'll be able to hear everything. Yeah, sorry, we're still working out some of the kinks here, so, you know, we've made a couple mistakes, but...
another thing that was missing as well, like, you imagine all, like, the jewelry and the personal effects and, like, clothing of the victims and all that, like, that stuff doesn't get destroyed easily, you know, it'll be all over the streets.
Yeah, exactly, and there's none of that anywhere, right? I mean, there's none.
3,000 watches, maybe, you know.
And all the teeth as well, like, that's how they identify people, you know, dental records and that sort of stuff, like, how many teeth would there be all over the place?
Yeah. There's nothing. There's no jewelry. There's no anything. There's not even any remains. I mean,
yeah. Well, they can't release pictures of stuff they found at the landfill, but that could come from anywhere. You know, when you look at the actual pile as it was, there's nothing there. So many people would just be picking up all this stuff, and they would have it, like. You know, unfortunately, there probably would be people that would have tried to steal stuff, like, you know, jewelry and that sort of stuff. So, it would be
yeah, they would.
I mean, you know,
there would be people trying to do that.
In disaster, those people always sort of come out. So.
Yep, yeah. It's pretty mind-boggling now, looking back at everything and how we didn't see some of this stuff.
Something I've touched on before, like, if people really did see, like, people jump into their deaths, like, there'd be so many people who committed suicide, like, from, like, post-traumatic stress and that sort of thing, like, you never really hear about that story. Like,
no.
do people, like, people don't just get over that sort of thing.
No, of course not. That's a good point. I never heard anybody say that. You never hear of any of that. What you do hear all the time is, oh, well, you know, how could you say that? I know somebody that died there. Okay, well, what's their name? And I'm being, you know, you'll be serious when you ask them, because you guys know who some of the people are. I mean, you've looked into some of these people. You'll be like, what's their name? And they'll be like, oh, well, it was my cousin's friend. Oh, well, what's their name? Oh, I'll ask them and get back to you. Right? I mean,
yeah, like when you look back, when you look at all those pictures on the memorial site, like, it looks like something out of an old high school yearbook. Like, I look like, this is 2001, like, the cameras were still pretty good back then. Like, I looked through my family albums, and, like, I took some pretty good pictures, even just with a disposable camera. Like, all the pictures, they look like from 1960s or something.
Yeah, the quality of them is an absolute joke. And then, you know, like, how about, you know, everybody supposedly stuck under the rubble, and you got all these family members, rather than waiting by the phone or waiting at a hospital, they've taken flyers and taping them all over New York of their loved ones.
I mean, like, it's not like they've been kidnapped or something. They're either dead, or if they didn't come home, they're dead, you know?
Yeah, they're either sorry, but they're either dead or they're not. I mean, they're not walking around New York.
No.
I mean, if somebody escaped from the building and they were walking around, I mean, they would have already called their loved one. I mean, they don't need a lost poster.
It's not like it's crime, you know, if someone's been kidnapped or something. Have you seen this person, like?
Yeah, and, well, I guess, you know, if you look at all those flyers, they're all hung with the same color tape and everything. It's just, everybody knows. Go ahead.
I know people who even don't admit that it's true, but, like, they even say stuff like that. And as well, like, the other point we touched on before is, like, people know it's not true, because anybody who works in a high-rise building, like, they would refuse to work in it anymore if the building really could come down for fire like that. Like, it would be just, like, protest everywhere, like.
Yeah, just like basically what we were saying with them, you know, they would tear down the buildings because they wouldn't be worth, you know, wouldn't be up to code. Well, if they didn't tear them down, people certainly wouldn't want to work in there.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm surprised more people don't say that, because a lot of people do believe that those towers did come down from fire. I'm surprised some of those people don't refuse to work in some buildings.
That makes you think that maybe they know deep down inside.
Yeah, that's exactly what it makes me think. That they do know, and they just, you know, they just can't admit it. Some people just can't admit that they've been so wrong. I think it's uplifting to, you know, not that I want to be wrong all the time, but when I can realize that I've been wrong and correct it, I think it's kind of an uplifting thing. I'm not ashamed of it.
No. Well, I mean, you know, even if I found out we all were wrong, I still wouldn't regret it. I mean, you know, you gotta ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been wrong a few times on this, right? I mean, how many people thought it was thermite-controlled demolition like Stephen Jones and all these people were saying? I mean, just about everybody. And what proof did we ever have of that? Way less than we have now.
Yeah.
What evidence did we ever see of thermite in the World Trade Center other than and then telling them they found us some in the dust?
Yeah, and I think it's all that. I think that story got molten steel. I think that's all a load of crap as well, like...
Oh, it is, of course.
Rabbit,
yeah, that's just to back up that whole thermite garbage.
Because what we were all doing is basically looking for a smoking gun. That's what we spent the whole time doing.
You know, we've had a recording running the whole time, and for about 10 minutes while you were talking there, your mic wasn't going over the air, and we're going to replay it for everybody, but just for the people that didn't hear, one of the great points you made earlier when you first called was, where's all the videos of, like, families seeing each other off at the airport and all that? Where are all those videos? Why aren't they around? Well, that's because they don't exist, people. Those people never got on the planes. It was all made up.
Last time I did any overseas travel was a couple of years ago, but I just looked around me in the departure lounge, and every second person had a video camera. Like, even if there was nothing from the family members, there would have been videos shot by other people, like, even if they didn't show anything, like, it's still valuable, you know, right?
Yeah, even a kid that took a video with a cell phone at the airport just to take a video for the crap of it, they realize a week later, oh, this was September 11th? Oh, this was that airport? Oh, maybe I should save this video.
Yeah, and wouldn't the FBI, like, be looking for people who had videos and things?
Of course they would.
Well, even just airport security videos, like, this is none of that.
Yeah, and there's nothing but rabbit trails with the airport security. They show you that video with the hijacker supposedly boarding the airplane in Boston. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Some of the stories just weren't believable.
It's just made up anyway, because why would they hijack planes from so far away? Like, there's three airports in New York City.
Supposedly the story would be because it was full of jet fuel and it was going to California. That was like their bomb. You know, because you know how jet fuel rushes down elevator shafts and makes explosions. Blows the elevators right out.
The whole plan would fail, like, because the planes would have intercepted after like 15 minutes, so they never would have got there.
Yeah, there's too much... There's too many variables. Too much could go wrong, I would think, in hijacking a commercial plane, you know? Especially with box cutters. They could have come up with a better story. Like, why didn't they make up a story how these guys disabled the metal detectors and brought guns on or something? Like, they box cutters, really?
Yeah, that's a 9/12, but I traveled before 9/11. You couldn't get a knife on a plane, I don't think. It was pretty hard, wasn't it? They still had, like, metal detectors and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that
it is, that's why you don't. You go ahead.
Like, not one. It's not just that one person got lucky, but before the 19 hijackers, not one of them even got pulled aside or anything. They all snuck them on. Like, not just one of them. Like, one person you could believe, but all of them. It's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, it's a very much of a stretch. Then the part I like about, you know, some of the, I want to talk about some of the new research, is what you guys dug up with the EXIF data and Mark Bingham and Todd Beamer and all these other people that these people following 9/11 have come to know, and all these ridiculous stories like the Let's Roll story and the Hi Mom, It's Me, Mark Bingham story, and the fact that every single one of these people is proven to be a fraud. I mean, I think it goes a long way in trying to convince people. Be like, hey, you remember that story you heard? The Let's Roll, or the Flight 93, all that? Well, there's your guy. There's your hero right there. There's his obituary. By the way, it was done before 9/11. That's one of the points I try to drive home when I'm telling people.
Yeah, that's the whole... It took over the plane, but it only happened too late. Like, I know it's always easy to say, but, like, those guys are so little, and just with box cutters, like, surely somebody would have fought back. Like, I know there's been hijackings before, but, like, if someone came at me with a box cutter, I wouldn't be really scared, you know? Like,
no.
The pilots are supposed, like, ex-Vietnam vets. Like, they were way bigger than they were.
Yeah, and if you remember, supposedly these people were supposedly making phone calls. So the people on Flight 93, I think, doesn't the story go that they were on the phone with somebody and they knew that a plane had already hit New York and that's why they made their move?
Yeah.
So if they knew a plane already hit New York, I'm not buying the fact that a guy with a box cutter was still able to take over that other plane. I mean, they would have rushed him right away. They wouldn't have waited. I don't think they would have waited either way. You see a guy with a box cutter trying to take over your plane, he's going to get his head kicked in.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, you know, he's going to be outnumbered by, like, 20 to 1.
Yeah, how many people can you take out with a box cutter? I mean, maybe one. Other people are just going to grab you. I mean, it's a box cutter. It's not a sword. You know what I mean? You might get lucky and slice one guy's throat, and somebody else is going to grab you.
Yeah. You'd think that somebody would have done something.
Yeah, of course. Of course you would think that.
It doesn't prove anything, but...
No, it doesn't. It's just another part of their ridiculous story. Their ridiculous story of the day. The part that's amazing to me is, you know, how much of the so-called truth community is just a fraud. I mean, the fact that nobody wants to look at this information is mind-boggling. There's only, I mean, there's like one website in the whole world talking about it. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
People just clam up once you start talking about, you know, you start talking about floors missing or anything like that. The part that I like is, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, that's crazy. How could you believe that, you know, the building was empty and nobody died, blah, 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 blah. Well, I mean, what's crazier? That these guys all got together, Bush, Silverstein, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, you know, and that they came up with a plot to commit mass murder of 3,000 of their own civilians, okay? Not only their own civilians, many of them were personal friends of Larry Silverstein, I'm sure, personal friends of Mayor Giuliani, who was obviously in on it. Now, what makes more sense? That they would have killed all these people to go to Iraq, Afghanistan, and some other agendas that they got through? Or that they would have faked the whole thing and still put through the same agenda? Well, I mean, what's crazier? The first one's much crazier.
Yeah, you wouldn't. People don't generally kill their friends unless they're hard up for money. They don't do it for if they're already rich. They'll kill.
Yeah, them. Guy's already rich.
Yeah, they're not going to kill their friends for a few weeks of blood. They're already worth over a billion.
And we're not making a stretch to say those were his friends. Those were his friends. Not all the people, but some of them would have surely been his friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and the mayor's friends. And he's up to his ears in this, obviously. The whole crew. 9/11, not a terrorist attack. The top grossing movie of all time. How about that? That's what I tell people. I mean, it is, isn't it? How much money have they made off this movie? All the wars and the defense contracts and... I just hope that, you know, we can get the message out to enough people where, you know, it really starts to snowball and people can stop living in fear of the fake boogeyman, the terrorism, the Al-Qaeda, you know, the Bin Ladens and all this crap.
I just love how the Bin Laden thing was all wrapped up just before the 10 years. You know, a lot of people saying once 10 years passes, no one will really care anymore, you know.
Yep. I'm starting to, you know, wonder if Bin Laden and these other Bin Laden members are even real at all. Does that family even exist, or are they just like on a couple papers for a few corporations and that's what they use to scare us? You know what I mean, though? I mean, is there really an Osama Bin Laden, or is there just a few actors running around? I really think it's probably just a few actors. And when I say that, guys, I mean... That's me going out on a theory here. I like to tell you guys when I am just kind of going off my own thoughts, and that, you know, that's my own thought there. I don't think there is a Bin Laden family. I don't think there ever was.
Nah.
Even if there was, it doesn't matter either way. But I just think that even that part of it's made up. I think. It's crazy stuff, man. We got about 10 minutes left. Any other parts of 9/11 you want to talk about?
You wonder, like, if any of the other buildings maybe were hollow as well in that complex. I guess it's hard to know, but...
It's hard to know, but if other ones were hollow, they probably would have taken them down that day too, wouldn't they?
So they maybe wouldn't have been able to survive those other, the debris coming down on top of them, but that's
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? And why do you think they waited to pull Building 7? Why do you think it was later in the day? I never really thought about that, even after taking in all this new info. Why did they do it 7 hours later?
Some people have a theory that maybe they were going to do it as the other two came down, but they messed it up,
maybe there were still people in it or something.
Yeah, maybe just being forced at fire. Very.
Yeah, that could be it too. to say how it's been burning. It's been burning all day, and you listen to people like Charlie Veach. It was creaking and crawling.
It buildings don't behave that way. I mean, this is not high rise like steel buildings.
No, they don't creak and groan. That's what he said. He said the building, you know, it was creaking and moaning. I was like, what is it, a ghost now?
Yeah, we had fires that have burned for like 30 hours.
Yeah, like those big hotels.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of high rise hotels that have burned for like days and days, and they didn't collapse.
Well, if it even did collapse, it would be like a partial collapse. With the whole thing would just, you know.
Yeah, look how uniformed it came down. They didn't even try to make it look like. You know what they did? They didn't want to try to make it look like a natural collapse. They wanted, you know, to fuel the whole truth community because they had both set up, so they had to give them a little something to chew on, right? So why not, when the building comes down, you know, make it look exactly like a controlled demolition, and then all you guys can go off that way with it, and we can go this way with it, and you know how it is. They set up all these rabbit trails. It's a crazy story, man. It really is.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other one, the big one that's not. Yeah, the whole Norday Brothers thing. I don't know if you've sort of looked into that. But.
No, I've watched a little bit of it. By the time I got to around to where it would be watching, where I'd watch that, I mean, I already knew that it was just totally, you know, totally a fraud. And there's still a lot of value in watching the things that are a total fraud, and I usually do. But no, I haven't seen that whole thing. I've seen parts of it. I've seen, like, the person supposedly falling and hitting the awning outside the lobby that they're in. But I don't think I've watched the whole thing, no. Why? What else is in it?
Oh, because that's the whole story is really bogus. Like, apparently, because a lot of people don't realize that there was very few places in Lower Manhattan that could film what they said. Like, they were pretty much the only spot that they could film that plane. And, like, yeah, they just happened to sort of be there and, like, filming a documentary, like, why would you ruin your shot just to film the first plane? Like, you wouldn't, you just think it was a plane flying overhead. Like, why would you ruin your whole shot just to hand the camera across to film a plane? Like, you know, I think they must have just been put there, you know, like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. How they supposedly catch the plane at the last second hitting the tower, right? And they, like, kind of just pan over at the last second.
Yeah, like, he didn't, because, like, other people have gone back to that spot and sort of reenacted it. Like, he didn't pan it, like, he literally swung the camera, like, you would have to have known, like, it was all staged, like.
Yeah. No, we know now, everybody that had a camera over there was in on it. I mean, there was no independent photography, independent videos, nothing.
No.
They had it very controlled. I mean, they had it planned out for a long time. They weren't going to let a crowd getting out of control ruin that plan. I mean, they kept everybody way away from the building. And for people that think, here's the other thing. We were talking about how they would have to make what people see on the street kind of similar to what people see on the TV. But it wouldn't have to be exact because people would kind of just, oh, I saw it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'd run with it, right? But, you know, people thinking, oh, well, they had a fool. If they had a fool, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people on the street. But they really didn't. If you guys have been to New York, you can't look up and over. Like, you can only look up because there's all these tall buildings around you. So for you to see that one side of the World Trade Center, say, I mean, there's only a few spots you could probably be unless you were really far away, right?
Yeah, that's a fine point about that first plane, but it is not really anywhere but there that you could actually film it from.
But yeah, and then it just comes into the shot, and he just happens to be all of a sudden aiming his camera that way.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, just the guys who are like, oh, this is our life, and we're waiting all our life to make this documentary. And it's like, why would you ruin your shot just to film what you thought would be a plane flying overhead? Like, you'd have to have known. Like, if I've been waiting all my life to film a documentary, I'm not going to ruin the shot.
And they did know. And how about the story they tried to float? Oh, these guys just happened to be in New York doing a documentary on New York firefighters, and 9/11 happened. Oh, what a great documentary you got now, huh?
Yeah, that was like, but these guys will be like they have pretty much like just the brutal form of non-league, you know, like they've pretty much disappeared into like, I mean, I don't even think they've even like, that's their real name, like,
yeah, who knows? Who knows if that's even their real name?
They'd be massive celebrities, you know, and like, but they pretty much just faded and they haven't done anything else, you know, like, that would be your big break, you know, if you're a documentary, like, wouldn't it? I mean,
yeah, of course.
Bigger than that.
Yeah, nothing.
They got the second play and they caught both buildings coming down, like, they had the, as I said, the Sabuda film, basically. You know.
Yeah, it's an absolute joke. If anybody out there listening that doesn't know yet, I mean, they're pretty much, I mean, that's the only people that say they saw the first one, or that they have it on tape, supposedly. We all know that's manufactured.
You'd think that there would just always be people filming, like, tourists filming that building. Like, you'd think there would be, not videos that showed the plane, but a video shot at the time, you know, maybe they just the sound.
Yeah, it's New York, right? You would think that there'd be, you know, a camera on another building or a traffic light or a lot of that going on, where there'd probably be a lot of different angles and images of the plane, right?
Yeah, like, there's so many videos, like, they just zoom out at the right moment, you know, like, just,
oh, they all do. And if you look at the
details on the plane.
Yeah, and if you look at all the home videos that look at the second plane, guys, it's easy to cut in audio and make people say, oh my god, a plane, on a video where they didn't. But what's not easy to do is to take video, and you'll notice when you look at the video of the supposed second plane, you have people filming the towers and filming the explosion that maybe they put on for the people on the street. Nobody ever once, ever, turns and pans to the plane. And this is after a plane has already hit the first building. There's already a plane supposedly embedded in the building that you're looking at. And now when the second plane comes, all you talk about and all you record is the explosion, and you don't even look to the left at the plane coming in. I mean, that's absurd. It's easy to add audio cuts, but they can't go in and change time and make people look in directions that they weren't. And that's what you get when you look at all of the supposed second plane footage. That's not second plane footage, guys. Some of that might be real footage from New York that people took of the towers from their apartments. And when they handed the video in, if the videos weren't even totally manipulated from the beginning, but if they were and handed in, then all they did is they cut in different audio. And you'll see, nobody ever sees the plane. Nobody. Nobody pans to the plane. Not a single person out of all those home shots.
You know, like, they're filming and then it cuts away and it starts again. So the fireball's coming out, like,
yeah, it's just, it's totally, it's such a far-fetched tale now, isn't it? It's like, how did we believe all this? It's because they put a lot of time and a lot of money into it. I mean, they really, I mean, look at all the actors that they've got on payroll from this.
Like, if people were really filming those jumps, like, one thing you don't really hear is people saying, oh, you hear it a couple of times, but, like, someone saying, oh, you know, turn the camera off, you know, because, I remember when we had an earthquake earlier in the year, and like, there was a lot of dead bodies all over the place. And, like, people getting, like, basically beaten up just for taking pictures. You know, like, if they were really filming that sort of thing, like, people would be furious. They'd be like, "Turn the camera! What are you filming?" You know, like, you never hear.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. Yeah, and there's none of that going on.
And like, no one really sounds like some of the reactions. They don't even sound like. Incredible.
Oh
my god, it doesn't even sound like real.
Oh, I know. It's awful. But you know what? I want to thank you all for calling in. We're over time now, so we're gonna have to bounce off the air. Guys, I think Michael Damon's gonna come up in about an hour. I'm not 100% sure yet, so just stay tuned to us. We'll make an announcement. We'll put something up on the site and let you guys know. And after, you know, we cut this audio, we'll replay this whole show. We apologize for a couple of the audio problems. You will hear the show in its entirety, and you will be able to hear me and the caller fine when you hear the recording. Everything came in the recording fine. We had a little issue with the stream, that's all. But, thanks a lot for calling in, and I'll be back Monday, guys, at 12 noon Eastern time. You know, I'd love for you to call in again, man. It's been a great conversation. It's been great shooting it back and forth with you.
What?
Anything else you want to say before we go?
That's covered.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. And, you know, that's going to be all for today.